Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's the Niners.
Wow.
It's still the Niners.
But
today.
We still called it, though.
Bob Melvin fired.
49ers.
In a shambles.
Can you hold my coffee while I take my lap?
Well, I told you you get half a lap.
Yeah. Bochy will be the other part.
Well. Do you want to wait to take a whole lap, or do you want to take
I'll
a
wait,
half lap?
We got to get into what happened yesterday.
Well, a lot happened yesterday.
In Santa Clara.
Okay. The 49ers got beat 26-21 to the Jaguars.
I thought they got punked, Donnie.
Oh.
I thought they got punked. I thought the team in black or teal and black, that they were the more physical team. And Jacksonville tried to give them the game. I didn't even let you say it. Last Monday, we got into an explosion. I love you, man. How you doing? Let's go. Set the stage, and I'm right here for you.
I wasn't planning on it. I was planning on you. Okay.
No, I'm just shocked. Stoddy, it shouldn't have been that close. Am I wrong? Jacksonville tried to give that game away.
Four turnovers.
I mean, three by really, your quarterback.
That's really the bottom line, right? Four turnovers for the Niners. Purdy with two picks and then the fumble
Armstead.
Ended the last drive. They did not play well.
They didn't. He didn't throw it well. Let's start. Can we start there? And I'm hearing this stuff now about, you know, what do you blame for the poorest play? But, Stoney, I'm sorry. It takes a village. You guys allowed the coaching staff, the coaches, and Brock himself to go out there and beat John Wayne. What I want to avoid with our show and the listeners, and you can say what you want, do what you want, but the bottom line is I can't sit here and tell you that the poorest play from Brock Purdy, which was a bad game from him. That's what I deem it. It wasn't because of the toe. He was out there and did not get relieved.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was one of Purdy's worst games.
No doubt. He looked like Jimmy.
So, you know, you can make of that what you will. But, you know, they got a game Thursday. We'll get into that in a couple days. But
against the Rams, who pulled out a game. And Jacksonville tried to give it to the Niners to pull it out. Sonny, what if they would have won that game? They'd be 4-0 with four turnovers. How many times has that happened in the NFL? That's why I'm just saying to you all, I don't think the Niners deserve to win, and Kyle probably would tell us. Not that they wouldn't take it.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
I got an email.
From?
Harry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. He. You want to have some fun?
Well, we do every day.
He says, he sent an email to you through me, and he says, good morning, Guru. It's your mentor, Harry.
No, hey, listen. Nobody said what Harry was saying was wrong.
I'm going to listen this morning because I'm curious as to how you, meaning Goo, you're going to spin this Niner loss to a bad team at home into something positive. Last week, all I heard was Niners won without Purdy, without Jennings, without Kittle. Wait until they're back. So Purdy was back. Jennings was back. And they got beat.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you that everything you were saying last week was fluff. I'm going to put myself into this too. So Steiny, Niners' problem yesterday was that Jacksonville didn't drop two passes like the other lousy teams. Niners should be 1-3. All right. They're not. They're 3-1 though, Hare.
Yeah. But they lost their last game. And they lost their last game, Stani, and dominated is too strong, but let's put a rat on the table early, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. I'm throwing this to you and want to answer, Stani. How good did that D-line look without Bosa? If this is life without Nick Bosa, let me tell you, the guy in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, oh my gosh, we'll talk about him, Stani, but the bottom line is he didn't get hit. They didn't sack him, nor did he get hit. Just think about that. So, Harry, that's the Bosa impact right there. But for your quarterback to just start, he was Cheech and Chong yesterday. He was both of them. Everything was high. I mean, like, what was – I'm asking you, was that the toe? I'm not a doctor. But now you got a game in 4 days, 3 days, coming off of this stench. And McCaffrey, Stani, 23 touches, 2.9 on the ground.
He's turning into a nice receiver.
Now, you say that. What, now, what's your bam-boom, da-da-bada-bing behind that?
Well, how many receptions does he have? 30?
No.
Does he have 30 in four games? That's 7.5 receptions a game, something like that. They're going to him out of the backfield a lot more. Probably because the running game, they're not getting as much through the running game with McCaffrey as they have in the past.
83 yards on the ground yesterday, man.
That's not good enough.
And what about Travis Etienne? Stani, I haven't seen a guy run 48 yards on the Niners in a while. And well, maybe it was last year.
We see that a lot on kickoff and punt returns.
Dude, well, I'll give you three.
Oh, you mean plays from scrimmage?
Oh, God, to the out. Like, this can't be life without Nick Bosa. And maybe, come on, Goo, that's low-hanging fruit. Nah, this was the first, walkthrough or dress rehearsal without Nick. And the Niners' defense kept him in the game. I'm going to say that. But it was a lot not to like, and Brock Purdy's my biggest concern. Tell me if I'm wrong, Stani. When Mac Jones is under center, that offense, the ball was going outside the hashes. Everything yesterday with Brock felt like it was in the middle of the field, and he made some sorry-ass decisions.
All right, so what are you saying?
Moving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no, this for
yeah,
Harry.
Exactly.
I'm not going there. This is Brock's show.
Okay.
But I need to know, was that the show because of the toe, or was that the show because of the bad toe?
Does it
a
matter?
Bad play?
Does it matter?
I really think it does. Because
okay, why?
If you look at the Seattle game before he got hurt and the touchdown to Tonjes, where we all, if we keep it real, while that ball to Tonjes that won the game in the end zone was in the air, we were thinking, okay, after he had thrown two interceptions, was that the best decision? Moving forward, Stani, you just need better decision-making from Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't throw that ball to Tonjes, they might be 2-2.
Or I guess what I'm saying is if that ball's intercepted, they could be 2-2. But
sure.
That's neither here nor there. They won. That's how bad he was yesterday. Stani, I'm giving him a D-minus yesterday. And then he got guys hurt. Is that fair?
Well, he threw a lot of balls high in the middle.
Medicine balls.
The one to Jennings was put him in a tough spot. He came back and got that one. We'll find out about Pearsall. What's the MCL? Is that what they're saying?
What a
PCL?
Great catch.
PCL?
Yeah.
What's the difference? I don't even know. I'm
what's
posterior and
one's on the inside, one's on the outside part of the knee.
So this one is the one that is there a severity level to one over the other? Well, we don't know.
Dr. Evan.
You'd rather not have that.
Okay.
Hey, what a catch by Pearsall, though. The one he got. I mean, my God, one hand, man. But it's what we talked about Friday. They're so battered and bruised, man. Nobody's crying for him or playing a violin for him, Stani.
No, that's the they're fact. Still 3-1.
Yep. And yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. What'd you think of the God? There was so many plays in that game that that really decided the outcome. What'd you think of the just
everything?
Like that's my answer. Thanks. But go ahead, we'll get to it.
I mean, see, here's some of the things I want to get into. The special teams for the Niners hurt him again. The 49ers score with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter, and then they give up a field goal on the other end.
After a big return.
The interception that Lawrence threw that was a penalty on Stout, that hurt. Because that gave him a first down, and it was a third down play.
Oh, that was crucial.
That was a big play, I thought. I didn't think much of it at the time, but the 49ers are up 26-14, and they've got a 4th-and-3 at the Jacksonville 27.
They're down 26-14.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they go for it. They don't get it. That was when Purdy threw too high for Robinson on a 4th down. And then they gave the ball up. They could have cut it to 9. I don't know. I didn't think too much of it that they should have absolutely gone for it or gone for the field goal, but it was kind of a 50-50 thing, but that's something we can talk about. But yeah, how do you know, I
Purdy passed for 306.
Yeah. But that's not the way the 49ers are really designed. I don't think they want to do that in a perfect world. So, you know, the other thing was that I was on with KTVU today with Sal Castaneda, and he was asking me, well, Sonny, isn't it a really good sign that they didn't play well and they still had a chance at the end to win it? And I kind of was like, I guess if you're optimistic, you could look at it that way. But to me, I look at that game as if the Jaguars do anything differently, it's not a one-score game. That, you know, the 49ers, I felt it was lucky to be a one-score game.
And Trevor Lawrence did him a favor by staying in, going out of bounds. You know, that can't happen. And when it was all said and done, Jacksonville did what Arizona, Kyler Murray, and Zay Jones couldn't do on a 3rd down to where you get it, the ball game's over. As bad as I thought Trevor Lawrence was at times, he made that throw where he rolled right, Steiny hit the tight end, and it was ball game.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We talked a lot about this on Friday, what we were going to be talking about today. Bob Melvin's been fired after 2 years with the Giants, an 81-81 season. I'm not really sure why they did that. He clearly has met the standard of the San Francisco Giants.
Obviously, he didn't.
They've been a 500 team for 3 straight years.
There's
and they
a new
were
standard.
For, they, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, and I hope Buster Posey's got to live up to that new standard, too, because he's now 500 in his first year with the Giants. We can talk about Bob Melvin. We can talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Niners. And then, of course, the Warriors. Their media day is today.
Kuminga?
Nothing on Kuminga, but they have signed Gary Payton II. So, there you go. Order the rings. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Lot to talk about. Jump in. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.